Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome back to I Do Work Here, Lady, where people who are doing their actual jobs get mistaken as regular Joe Schmoes. Guys, in this episode, there's going to be three stories. The first is actually sent to me by a subscriber, and it's about the time he almost got arrested for doing some landscaping. The second story is a telephone scammer who doesn't believe that OP is actually a bank teller. And we'll finish off with a post where OP describes what it's like to work in a male-dominated trade where nobody takes her seriously. I hope you stay for these wonderful tales today and hit that subscribe button for future stories. Let's dive in. This first story is titled, "Sir, I do work here. Please don't arrest me." I've been working for years as a contractor, and the company I work for specializes in landscaping residential properties. This happened to me a couple of years back, and though I've experienced similar situations, nothing has come close to this. So I have a cousin who I'm pretty close with, who had finally purchased her first home. It was a simple little house that was relatively newer, maybe 5 to 10 years old. I don't remember exactly. The previous owners, though, who were clearly hooked on coke and were pretty sure were dealers, thought they were brilliant landscapers and did their own thing in the backyard. They took a bunch of different colored rocks and smashed pieces of glass and mixed it up with concrete and made themselves their own makeshift concrete patio pad in the back. It was really ugly, a true assault on the eyes, because there was no color scheme and it wasn't leveled, so when you walked, you could easily slide off a smooth rock and then jab your toe into a sharp piece of glass. It was so unbalanced that when you put your patio furniture on, you'd be sitting on a chair that would rock a little bit here and there, and sometimes a lot. I was once sitting on a chair, I leaned back a little, and the chair leg slipped off a rock, and the sudden drop scared me half to death. Plus, with all the different materials in this DIY patio pad, and probably poor workmanship due to experience, the pad was cracked and spiderwebbed at random places, with the cracks opening up wide in some sections. After visiting a couple of times and making my comments on the pad, my cousin expressed that she couldn't afford to replace it for a while, as she was saving up for a car instead. So I offered to replace the patio pad for her as a housewarming gift. She declined me, but I insisted and she eventually gave in. Fast forward about a month, I took a week of vacation from my full-time job so I could finally start my cousin's backyard on demolishing the patio pad. So I brought all my tools into her backyard to begin the demolition of this horrid work of art. I don't have a jackhammer or anything fancy, so I had to break up the concrete into smaller pieces by hand. All around the edges, I had to dig out a bunch of dirt, then take a sledgehammer and smash the edges to break the pieces off. I piled the broken concrete into my wheelbarrow, and every so often dumped the load into my personal truck. And just for fun, any little glass or shiny rocks that got broken off, I piled them to the side. I was thinking of putting them into a big vase for my cousin as a souvenir to remember that nightmare patio pad by. The next day, I was planning on coming in the morning, but then life got in the way as my wife had me run some errands around the city. Because of the interruption, I ended up not being able to go to my cousin's house until the evening when I had some free time after dinner, right when the sun was setting. Sure, I could have called it a day, but I thought I'd put in a few hours of work at the very least. So I returned to my cousin's backyard while she was at work and continued digging and breaking pieces off the patio pad. After about an hour or so, I hear footsteps and the sound of voices approach into the yard. A booming and authoritative voice from behind me said, "Hello, good evening, sir." I turned around to see two cops entering the backyard, both taking off their sunglasses to meet me eye to eye. I greeted them back and said, "Hello, how are you?" The officer says, "Good, good." Their eyes quickly scanned the yard, looking over at my tools and then at me, and said, "So, what are you doing back here?" Immediately, I knew where this was going. I said, I'm a subcontractor. I'm working on replacing this patio pad here. The officer asked to see some ID, and I grabbed my driver's license and my business card out of my wallet and handed it to the first cop. The second cop was kind of walking around inspecting my work and my tools. The first cop, while he was looking at my ID, said, So we got a call and we're just checking things out. Can you show me the contract you have to complete work here? I was getting nervous at this point because this had never happened to me before, and unfortunately for me, there was no contract because I was doing a favor to my cousin. So I tried to explain and said, So I don't have a contract actually. This is my cousin's house. He looked up at me intently, then back at my ID, then up at me, and then my ID again. I'll never forget this. It's like when I just turned legal and the bouncer at the club would do the same thing. And in my head, I'm screaming, That's me. Let me in. It's not fake. The officer says, Sir, unless you have permission, you do realize you're trespassing on private property. Crud. Here we go. I said, I understand that, but this is my cousin's house, and I'm doing this work as a housewarming gift. The cop says, I see, but you do understand that as of right now, there's no way for you to prove that this is your cousin's house, and we can't just take your word that it is and let you keep doing what you're doing. Do you have your cousin's phone number handy? So I gave it to him, and he told me to hang tight, while he went and made a call. He walked off, but his partner stayed, I assumed to supervise me, and came to inspect the patio pad. He muttered under his breath, What the hell is this? And it took me a bit not to laugh when I overheard him say that, even though I was so anxious with two cops there. I was essentially trespassing because I didn't have a written contract with my cousin to be on her property, and there was no way for me to prove that this was indeed her house, and I was super curious now who the hell called the cops on me. Cop number two then starts to ask me about the tools I'm using. How come I don't have a jackhammer if I'm a pro contractor? Why I'm working by myself, etc., etc., and why I'm working at this hour? The time is about 8:30 p.m. I try to answer the best I can, trying not to make myself look worse, and try to keep things casual and calm. At this point, I was actually really nervous, and I thought I was going to get arrested. A half hour goes by, and all of a sudden, cop number one shows up with my cousin in tow. The amount of relief that just washed over me was surreal. After a bit of talking, I was off the hook. Yay! Not that I was really ever on the hook to begin with. So it turns out, my cousin got a new neighbor in the past month, this middle-aged couple with grown-up kids. The wife stayed home a lot and met my cousin, made friends, sometimes had coffee together on the front porch. The neighbor wife knew that my cousin lived alone and was single. She also heard stories about how the previous owners were possibly druggies. So it made sense when suddenly, one day, while my cousin wasn't home and under the cover of darkness, there was a strange man in her backyard, furiously digging out under the patio. The neighbor wife immediately thought that I was a previous owner, trying to uncover his stash of drugs and drug money. And since I was gathering the colorful glass pieces, she thought that I had hidden valuable jewels in the concrete and was back to collect my treasure, so her first instinct was to call the cops on me. Looking back, my cousin and I laugh at the situation, and I've become really good friends with her neighbor.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And husband. That's a good neighbor that Opie's cousin has got there, and it's a very fair reason to call the cops. Could you imagine, though, hearing that the old neighbors used to be dealers and hooked on coke, and then having them come back to dig up a hidden stash? Guys, if that was me, I would have just sat back and filmed the whole situation on my phone to see if he was actually coming back for his buried treasure. This next story is titled, Scammer Insists That I Don't Work at the Bank. So, the title pretty much sums it up. I work at a bank, and one of the most common queries we get from customers is if a phone call they've received is actually from us or a scam. So this happened when I'd been working at the bank for a few months, but a customer came in saying that he'd been getting multiple phone calls a day from his bank, saying he needed to transfer money out to a safe account, so he came in to see exactly what was going on. After checking records, it definitely was not us calling him. So top tip, your bank would never ask you to transfer your money anywhere. I told him to stop answering the phone and to just block the number. It was at this point where they tried calling him again, so we decided to have some fun. The customer answered the phone, and the scammer started the spiel that he needed to go to a bank and transfer the money straight away, as it's urgent, but to tell us that the money was for family. He replied, "Well, I'm actually at the bank right now. I'll hand you to the cashier, and you can tell her the details." I didn't know what to expect down the other end of the phone, but after introducing myself to the scammer, who, at this point, was probably in a panic, they start cursing me and telling me that it was wrong for me to pretend to work for a bank. How dare I put people in danger and try to steal their money? And they actually said, "You don't work for a bank. You're a scammer, blah, blah, blah." The customer and myself let him go on for another minute and just hung up. Surprisingly, this has happened to other colleagues of mine. I don't know what the scammers think they're going to achieve at this point, because the customer is obviously not going to believe an anonymous person on the phone that the fully uniformed employee in front of them doesn't work for the bank. But who knows? Arguing back with scammers can be a bit fun for us, especially knowing some of the damage they cause. Hold on, guys. So you're telling me that a scammer gets upset that you pretended, except not really, to be a bank teller, when many scammers can pretend to be Nigerian princes who have millions of dollars in diamonds in a cave somewhere and needs $5,000 for a helicopter ride to get there, where he will then split the diamonds with you? Get the heck out of here, you lousy scammers. How dare you say that? This story is titled, Women Working Male-Dominated Jobs. It always seems to be old men who have a problem receiving help from a woman. Roughly 10 years ago, I worked for Geek Squad. If you don't know what that is, the uniform is a shirt and tie. Girls can wear skirts, but I'm not that kind of girl, so I wore pants. In other words, it doesn't look normal to see a woman in a shirt and tie. Anyways, this old fart came in first thing in the morning, because old people get up at the ass crack of dawn. He jokingly asked to speak to one of the geeks. I was the opener and the only one there at the time, and I'm also the only woman in the department. I asked how I can help him, and he got a serious face and said, No, sweetie, I need to speak to a man. Never having been one to take anybody's crap, I replied, "Well, sweetie, I'm the only one here, so you can tell me your problem, or you can come back later." And he left. I've since moved on from electronics repair, and now I'm a licensed electrician. About a year ago, I ran a service call with a coworker and my boss. The issue was that a fan that another electrician installed would cause the recessed lights in the room to dim when the fan was turned on. This other guy had told the homeowner that we didn't wire the house correctly, hence why my boss was there too. The other electrician lived in the same development, so the homeowner called him over while we were there. We all introduced ourselves, and he shook everyone's hand, except mine. He just kind of pretended I wasn't there for the whole time. And more recently, I ran a service call with the same coworker to, you guessed it, an old man's house. I have my screwdriver and wire strippers in my back pocket, and my impact on my hip. I put my booties on over my muddy work boots to enter his house. While we were there working, he started to ask plumbing questions. My coworker was quick to say that he doesn't know anything about plumbing, but that I used to work for an HVAC and plumbing company, so I know some stuff. I explained the purpose of the bladder tank on his water heater, and the man had the audacity to then ask me, So, are you just hanging out for the day, or what are you doing? I told him, yeah, I decided to venture outside of a kitchen for a change. That is unfortunate. So I used to work in a small little steel fabrication company, and my boss, who would get resumes from women welders, would not even bother to read the resumes, and he would just scrap it. And his reason was, he didn't want distractions in the shop, which was fair, but at the same time, any muck-ups on work, he would just blame the non-existent female welder that we hired for the week, and who we also fired, because she did such a crap job and she didn't belong in the trades. And one time, he made the mistake of calling someone in for an interview who he thought was a male, but she was a female. Her name was Jordan. And right after the interview, I asked if she was a good fit for the company based on credentials and whatnot, and he said, "Not in my shop. Not in a million years." So yeah. And that wraps up another episode of r/I Do Work Here, Lady. Guys, if you've missed the last episode, you need to check it out, because an interviewee fakes her resume, and it's pretty embarrassing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.